It was not the first time I had stared down the barrel of a gun, but I sincerely hoped it would be the last. Then again, this was at least a change in my normal routine. I had come to know the numbing effects that boredom could have on even the most bizarre chores. At first, the novelty of cleaning up after guests annihilated by Poppy and Mrs. Halem's magics had kept it interesting. But hefting buckets of gore, scrubbing bloodstains from wood tiles, and scraping bird droppings from Mr. Morningside's carpets had quickly grown tiresome. Life, even in a house of dark wonders, could become drudgery. I'd begun to lose count of the villainous boarders whom I'd had a hand in killing. It still made me ill if I thought too much about just what I was employed at Cold Thistle House to do.
Ugh, you're not concentrating one jot, Louisa.
Behind the curved hammer of the pistol, Chijioke grimaced. There was an exhausted twitch to his eye, and his hand shook a little as he pointed the weapon at my face. Hazy sunlight fought through the grime on the library windows, pale dust motes dancing around us like afternoon fireflies. Just promise me it isn't loaded, I said, grumpy. He rolled his eyes at me and snorted.
For the fifth time, it's empty. Now focus, Louisa. Or was that just a lucky fluke that saved your life?
I tried to concentrate, but now his questions were only making me more distracted. In truth, it was a combination of things that had saved my life on the day Lee's uncle decided to try to take it. There had been Mary shielding me with her peculiar magic, and Poppy using hers to launch George Bremerton's head like a boil. I shuddered at the memory of it. Nightmares of that day visited me often, and I knew in my heart they were unlikely ever to leave. There were the hideous dreams, and there was the even crueler reality of Mary's absence. I missed her. Months had passed since I had gone to Ireland, hoping to conjure her again with a wish thrown into a special spring. According to Mr. Morningside, Mary, as an unworlder spirit, neither dead nor alive, should have gone to the Dusklands, a place like Limbo. I should have been able to conjure her back with the same magic that had brought her into existence in the first place. But my wish had fallen into the spring, only to plop into the water and drop like a stone. In that horrible moment, I'd at least fancied myself free of Cold Thistle House. I'd left the spring and drunk my way through Dublin to London and then, reluctantly, back to Malton. Those few things I had stolen from the house went far when sold, but not far enough. I'd thought to strike out on my own, to find some measure of independence working as a barmaid. Alas, my quarrelsome nature was not tolerated in town the way it was at Cold Thistle House. In no time, I was broke and unemployed once more. Perhaps it was fate that was forcing me back to Cold Thistle House. Perhaps, on some level, I just missed the dastardly place. Chijioke must have read the dismay on my face. He sighed and nodded toward the pistol pointed at my nose, as if to remind me that he was doing this for my own good. Outside, even through the tightly shut windows, I could hear the sounds of merry voices. All that week, workmen from the neighbouring property had laboured to raise a massive tent on the lawn of Cold Thistle House. Well, part of it was on the house property. Half, to be specific, and the other half landed on the pastures to the east, those tended by the kindly shepherd who had taken me in for an afternoon. The purpose of the festival tent remained a mystery, and my thoughts shifted from poor Mary to whatever Mr. Morningside might have planned. The workmen took their tea down on the lawn, their deep, boisterous laughter an unusual sound on the somber Cold Thistle grounds.
"Go on, lass, you're trying my patience now."
Chijioke was nearly shouting in my face, that tired tick in his eye gone as he snarled in earnest.
"Very well,"
I cried back, finding at once the focus that had eluded me. It came, as it had before, out of anger. There was no smoke or loud pop of magic, no descent of sparkling dust, nothing quaint or worthy of a children's story in what I could do. I simply focused all of my mind for an instant, and the changeling power within me stirred, transforming the pistol in his hand into a rabbit.